Danton rubbed his paws delightedly.
Aye, and if we shove hard enough, the staple holding the bolt will be torn out of the wall by a big heavy door like this. The whole thing will fall flat into the corridor.
I hate to put a damper on things,
said Marielle, interrupting his jubilation.
But how are we going to cut through the hinge pins with no tools?
Meldrum stroked his twirling mustachio, thoughtfully.
Good question, good question. Well, a chap's got to make sacrifices. Only one thing for it.
He inspected the medals left on his tunic. Some of them had been lost as they were dragged along. Choosing carefully, he selected a huge silver-coloured orb with serrated edges.
See this? Order of the Shining Sun, presented to me by Moles. Can't recall exactly what it was for. It was only pretty, though, don't you think? Very hard metal, made by mole craftsmiths. Should do the job.
Marielle tore a strip from the edge of her tunic and wound it around the bar that held the medal.
Dandin, we'll work on the hinge pins together. Meldrum, sir, keep an eye to the spy hole in case the guard comes.
Dandin took first try. Grunting with exertion, he scraped and sawed with the medal. He rewound the strip of cloth around it often as his paws got scratched and tender. A quarter of the way through the bottom hinge pin, Marielle relieved him, hacking and sawing busily.
We're not making too much noise, are we, sir? Can you see the guard?
Meldrum kept his eye glued to the spy hole.
No, not really. But I think the blighter's kipping. I can hear him snore every now and then. How's it going?
It's hard, but I'm making good progress,
said Marielle, groaning as she changed position.
Just a bit more on this one. Dandin, shove your footpaw against my back so I can lean harder on the medal. That's it.
A moment later, she straightened up, holding a small length of rusty iron in her paw.
There it is, the bottom hinge pin.
Heartened by the sight, Meldrum spat on his paws and took the medal from her.
You two take turns at the spy hole. Leave the top hinge to me, what?
Using his considerable weight and strength, the hare went at the hinge pin with a good deal of brute force. His sizable stomach wobbled back and forth as he soared, talking all the time to the remaining pin.
Think you can stand against the strongest hare alive, eh? Let me tell you, my little fella, I pick bigger than you out of me molars after a good dinner.
Gritting his teeth, Meldrum braced long hind paws against the floor as he worried and tugged the hinge pin.
Come on, right, I say, sir. Gotcha, you rusty blighter.
The door stood free of its hinges, held only by the bolt staple. Meldrum the Magnificent winked at his comrades.
Stage one completed. Stage two, I shall proceed with a simple escape. Listen carefully in the ranks, sir.
The rat on guard was rudely awakened by panic cries from the new prisoners.
Guard!
Help! Help!
Look what's in our cell!
Help!